Wednesday, everybody. I'm your host, Ale, and welcome back to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm joined alongside my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
Today is not Valentine's Day. It's pre-Valentine's Day when this episode drops on Wednesday. And this week on Friday is Valentine's Day. So you guys, boy, your girl, whatever the fuck, whoever you want to love, whatever, I don't care. You guys, point is today we're going to have some little poems for you guys. If you guys don't have cute shit, we're going to have some stories on Valentine's. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff that'll help you guys if you're last minute people. Prepare some good stuff on Valentine's Day, or, you know, throw something good up in there. But all right, so yeah, today's Saturday, so usually we do our weekend update on Sunday, but since today's Saturday, weekly and today update, I guess, if you want to
go ahead and do week, that. I don't think anything like special really happened this week throughout the week.
You got out early this week a little bit. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I got out early just to come and see you.
Bullshit. No, you didn't. It was your coworker's wife's birthday. Don't come talking about just to come see you. But weren't even with me. I was at the dentist, first of all.
Well, exactly, but I was coming over here because I knew you were going to get some work done, so I was like, fuck.
Yeah, you guys. So that's your week?
Yeah, basically, I didn't have much this week.
Damn, I wish sometimes you would just be like, yeah, today, you guys, this week, my girlfriend made me this delicious meal of this and this. I don't know.
This week,
I don't even know what the fuck I cooked. Yeah, this but week. But it would be nice. So. I'm just saying, it would be nice. Like, sometimes I've been cooking new shit lately, and I just feel like, wow.
I tell you on the spot, like, oh, this shit's bomb. Or
yeah,
like,
but let the people know I cook good too. Let the people know I can chef it up. But okay, you guys. So like this week for me, I don't think. Oh, okay. I pretty much got some good weed at work, and then I got some carts and edibles waiting for me at work too, so that's already a good start. This week was hard. This week was crazy for me. Like, I've been getting beat the fuck up. I've since New Year's, because my leg got fucked up on New Year's Eve when I was wearing these specific heels. And since New Year's Eve, my ankle has been fucked up. So I haven't been able to, like, actually let it heal because I haven't wanted to stop going to the gym to not lose the consistency. But since my ankle was not feeling better, I had to tap out because I did not want to sprain it. And this was my first week, like, fully not, like, doing shit. I still don't even feel like I let my leg rest at all, to be honest. But, you know, we out here. So, yeah, just been icing that. So, I've been walking around with a fucked up ankle for a month already. And then, what else happened? And then, I had a cavity. I know, ew. But what you gonna do when you got a sweet tooth? That sweet tooth got a cavity and it started getting like really painful. So I've never had a cavity get painful before. So
For all the people that have gone to the dentist, let us know if all your guys' dentists say the same thing, that you guys don't floss. And for the people that do floss like regularly, flosses,
that's why they tell you that. I don't know why you're so stuck on that shit.
I bet you somebody here is going to be like, nah, bitch, I floss all the time. Like, if you do, let me know if they tell you.
Yeah, we've been on this one for all day, so just comment down below and settle this. I just feel like they could tell, and obviously that's why they tell all of us, because nobody really does it. All right, so that was that, and then I had to get that fixed, so I dropped a couple $100 on my fucking teeth, y'all. Like, it's crazy. I literally dropped half of my rent on my teeth in one day. I ain't even fucking bullshitting you. That's really what it was. So then that happened, and then I was on my period this week, so I guess it was a cool week not to go to the gym. I was for sure, you know, out here eating like a bitch was gonna hibernate, so it really was a downfall. But yeah, so it was just like all shit was down, and then today I had a major ass headache, so it was like a migraine, I'm pretty sure. But those Advils kicked in after a shower, and I'm good now. Or the bowl did. I really don't know. I think it was the weed, too, that helped. Because once we were in the shower and you gave me those hits, it kind of did help my head. And what are we smoking on? Shake Shack?
Yeah.
Let me see. So, today we're smoking on Shake Shack. It's a hybrid, and we got it from, this is the brand Grassroots, and we got this at Curaleaf, right?
Yeah.
Good shit. And then today we just went grocery shopping and got some boba, and that's what it is. That was our week so far. Our dogs, again, are in the background munching on their bones, y'all. This is the only way we can keep them distracted and not fucking around with us while we're recording. So if that's what you hear, that's what you hear. I in the editing last week, I put the volume up a little bit so they could hear the crunching. So let me know if you guys like that. And right now, I meant to bring this back a couple episodes ago, because you called me out on it, and I forgot to mention it. But now we're here, and I think it was episode like 90 or 89. On one of the What Happened in Vegas, one of the girls said, "I hate the way he sings." And I said, "For real." The reason why I said for real, and oh shit, and now I remember, is because when we were at the first Friday, it was so loud I couldn't hear her. But I thought she said when he sneezes. That's why I said, you know how I tell you that you sneeze like Godzilla when he's like,
"Rah." Okay, Jesus.
That's
Christ.
Why I kept saying for real, because I thought she said when he sneezes, not when he sings. That's why I was like, yeah, for real, bitch. Like, I hate that shit. Yeah, so in conclusion, y'all, I do not talk shit about this man singing, period. Prove my point again. It was your sneezing. And I do admit, your sneezing is fucking loud and obnoxious.
Bruh, I ain't
so
gonna lie,
that was that. I just wanted you to know the truth. And yeah, you guys, so all right, now we're gonna go into our valid, you're good with your weekend update.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a good amount of Valentine's stuff in store, you guys, and I want to start it off with a good couple of stories from somebody else's perspective on Valentine's Day. The people who get you the most, who do you think?
Future.
Huh?
Future. I'm just kidding. I just like his song that he came out with last year for Valentine's Day.
So, who do you think interacts with us, like, people, Valentine's, the most on Valentine's Day? That would have a lot of good stories for Valentine's Day.
Older people? Like, okay. Grandparents?
I meant, like workers.
Oh, like, okay.
You know.
Sorry, co-workers?
Okay, you guys, never mind. I'm it's so waiters. Confused. It's waiters. We're going to get story from waiters on Valentine's Day. And I got this from Reddit on the subreddit Ask Reddit. And it's, waiters, what Valentine's Day disasters have you witnessed? So this is good. I really like these.
Oh, my God.
All right, some of these aren't from waiters, because our first one is from a Lyft driver. Because when I looked at Valentine's Day, this story came up in those two. All right, so... You ready?
Yep.
All right. This is, so I had a gun pulled on me on Valentine's Day. I pulled up to this house. A woman walks out. She's obviously in a bit of distress over something, but I don't think much of it. But when she gets near my car, her husband runs out the house, obviously drunk, waving a pistol around. He pointed it at her. He pointed it at me. He told her she wasn't going anywhere. I looked at this guy. This is a fairly nice neighborhood. I immediately know, even drunk, he's not stupid enough to actually shoot. You guys, please never assume that. Get the fuck out of the way of a waving gun. But given the heat of the situation, I drove off and went to the end of the road. I didn't cancel the call. Instead, I asked the woman if she could come down the road for me to pick her up. She said she thinks she can. I'm betting this man is not going to walk down the street in broad daylight waving around a 45. Sure enough, minutes later, the lady made it to my car and I took off, making sure we weren't followed. Turns out she received a Valentine's Day gift from a female friend her husband constructed as a little more than friendly. I get the feeling of her vagueness. I wasn't asking details. He might have assumed correctly, but either way, nothing like that justifies pulling out the iron. But it all worked out. She tipped me an extra $10 for not leaving her. I told her I have 6 sisters and a wife and a daughter and a lot of female friends. And if any of them were in a situation like this, I'd want someone to help them too.
And real one.
And that goes back. I didn't read that very last bit of it. I don't know why, but I didn't read that last bit of it. And that reminds me of the day you were like, when I told you, why the fuck are you going to help some random bitch on the road when we were in the car together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't like he was alone, y'all. I kind of felt bad at that same time. But then again, I'm also scared of people. But there was this girl broken down on the road. And he's like, oh, maybe we should ask her, like, if she needs help. And I was like, why the fuck you asking bitches if they need help? Because, you know, a bitch crazy or whatever. I don't care. And pretty much, you want to tell them what you told me?
I just told her the same exact thing that he said. Like, I have a mom and I have a grandmother and I have cousins. Like, if any of them were to ever break down or even her, like, I would want somebody to stop by and help them and lend a nice hand. Like, let me change your tire. Let me give you a jump, you know, or
then,
push the car. Like,
and then I hit him with the, oh, but if I were a guy, I would prefer not to get the help. Cause if I'm like in a busy road, all right, I'm down. But if it's somewhere where like it's a little sus, I'm good, sir. Thank you, though.
I mean, I would understand that too, but like at the same time, there's been so many incidents where like even my uncle has pulled over to like help people while he's rodeoing, and there's people that literally like are in so much distress or like so much stress at the moment that like that helping hand is just like so much for them, and they thank the world for you, and it's like a good feeling to help.
Yeah, so if I see a bitch that need help, girl, I'll ask you, see if I can help you, pero I know just as much as you, so probably a little bit more. I think so. Do you think I know a little bit more about cars than the person, like a girl that doesn't? I think I could know a little bit. I don't know if I could like fix something crazy.
I mean, I've taught you enough to where you know like what's going on or what to look for.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys. She said slang that iron. However, yeah, he's saying funny. That shit. You know, definitely, that person was old.
Oh, no, he was old for sure.
He said, in the 45, like, he knew slang exactly, that iron.
Exactly the model and everything. He said, I've been around it.
All right, here's another one. All right, so some of these not are all not from waiters, but just from working people in general. Like, you know. Oh, my God. That scared the shit out of me. I was a delivery driver for a fruit company, and I had two arrangements for the same guy. Routes were made for me and the truck was loaded, so there was no way I could mess this up. Delivered both arrangements to their appropriate addresses. I headed back to the store to find the store owner and the guy who sent the arrangements. This idiot put the wrong name to the houses, and it was on the card with the arrangement along with the phone numbers. So both women called each other and then called the guy. He tried to say it was my fault. Then the person who took the order said he ordered it online. All we did was import the order. I hate Valentine's Day because of that place, but man, was that great.
I mean, talk about fuck up.
It was on him, though. Like, bro, you literally did everything online. That is on you.
He snitched himself out real quick.
I really wish I knew what the girls said on the phone.
Oh, no. They were
especially
fucking pissed.
Especially because I bet, like, they seen, like, it wasn't his phone number. So I would have been like, oh, I'm going to call the company thinking that it's a company number. Why would you put your phone number on there, though?
Well, no, he put their numbers. Like, that's the weird part. He put each one of the girls' numbers on their thing so they would call each other. So it's like, why would you put their number?
Maybe
why wouldn't you put yours?
Maybe they had to put their numbers so in case the people sending the arrangements couldn't find them.
I don't know, but I bet you he felt like Future. He said, Valentine is the worst. They got too many women to please.
Why is that your favorite song?
Because, like, if you actually listen to the lyrics, he'd be talking some shit. Future different.
Okay. But
he said, my favorite Future quote was funny as fuck. He said, it takes two to ruin a relationship. Her and her mother. I was like, bro, he's so funny.
He been through some shit.
Bro, Future funny.
All right, so here's the next one. Back when I served food at one of those super touristy seafood restaurants, I worked a Valentine's double shift. For lunch, this younger couple came in celebrating their 1-year anniversary. I offer my congratulations and proceed to do my usual spiel before taking orders. The girl is looking more and more dismayed the longer I talk. Finally, I get to the end and ask if there are any allergies. She looks directly at her boyfriend and states, yes, I'm allergic to fish and shellfish. Then looks over at me, very sad. I made sure every aspect of her meal was fine for her, but It was that look of, we've been dating for a year and he still takes me to a restaurant that can kill me. That literally did it for me.
You're trying to kill a bitch.
Oh my God. You're trying to kill a bitch. It, like, I could tell. You notice how he said that she was sad instead of mad? I would literally be like holding in my fucking tears if he knew. Well, obviously he didn't, but if I had told him and he took me there, I would be in fucking tears.
I wouldn't even be in tears. I would be more like pissed and like disappointed. Especially like she said, like it, or he said that it seemed like he already knew. So it's kind of like, damn,
no,
bro.
No, she already had told him, but he didn't remember. But then again, I can't.
Like an allergy like that. No. Hell yeah. Like, no. An allergy like that, like, you have to know.
The thing is, confession, y'all. Confession. If my homegirl Jocelyn, who knows, she's about to be a mom. I doubt that bitch about to sit here and listen to a podcast. She got a lot of shit to do. But we've been friends for years. Like, shit. Freshman year, whenever the fuck. That was years ago, since I was 15, 14 or 15. We've been friends since I was 14 or 15. She's allergic to strawberries, and my other homegirl was allergic to shellfish. She's allergic to strawberries, and I always forget about it. I'm still always telling her she wants some of this, that, and she's like, bro, strawberries. I'm like, oh, sorry. One time, we were going to church, and I had smoked, and I knew she was going to get butthurt about the smell, so I sprayed strawberry, like, car spray.
Yeah.
And she steps in the car, and she's like, Alicia, I'm like, what? She's like, what did you spray in here? I was like, oh, my perfume, look, this one, it's strawberry. She's like, I'm allergic. I'm like, oh, my God, get out the car. And I had to air out the car, and it happens. Like, it's just, like, you forget other people's allergies.
I mean, I understand if it's your friend, but your significant other is like, come on. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure there was like that bitch was eating nothing but papas.
It's like so scary because like
everything's like cross-contaminating. Even if they're trying not to, it's still flying around everywhere.
Well, not just that, but they have to like clean everything off so they could prepare your meal so you don't get sick, you know?
I bet if it were anybody else, they would be pissed. Like, let's say the couple knew and they were just like, oh, but I just don't want any of that shit. Right. I feel like the kitchen would be pissed, but because, like, she's like, yo, this motherfucker fucked up, they probably felt bad.
I mean,
well, obviously.
It's just so people remember, like, waitresses on Valentine's Day go through a lot, and so do cooks, like.
All right, so here's another one. I was hosting at a really busy brunch place, and Valentine's Day was one of our busiest days. We had a full wait list with tons of people in the lobby when this dude walks in with a huge teddy bear and a bouquet of roses. He said he wanted to drop them off for my coworker, so I let her know that he was there. Understandably, she said she was running around, so it took a bit. While waiting, a bunch of folks waiting for tables complimented him on how sweet he is to do this for his girlfriend and how jealous they were. It was kind of cute. When my coworker finally was able to come up front, there was a lot of awe and such. Again, we were slammed, so she ran back there taking the items, and it was back to work for all of us. When it died down, I asked her how long she was dating her boyfriend, and she replied, he's not my boyfriend. He was a salesman where I just bought my car, and I think he got my workplace for my paperwork. That was pretty fucking disturbing.
That would be weird as fuck. I think it would be just creepy, like, especially, like, we don't know, like, the age difference. So, like, you know, but I still think it would be like, bro, like, that's stalking. Because you pulled up at my work, you know where I live, obviously, because my paperwork says it. Oh, so it's like, what's going to stop you from pulling up anywhere else, you know? I'd feel uncomfortable.
It's the fact that she held her composure. I would have been like, call the cops. Fuck no, call the cops. That's weird as fuck.
She said, let me take the teddy bear, let me take the roses. All right, send him to jail.
Straight to jail. All right. Okay, I think those are the only ones I have. Now I have like a handful of memes. We didn't get enough memes this year, guys. Low-key, there were a lot of repetitive ones, but I did get a good handful, and I'll insert the clips here. All right. So this is a Valentine's meme, and it says, My swamp is lacking a prince. Will you be mine? And it's Shrek. Will you be my tweak to my Craig? And that's from South Park.
That's funny.
I don't know who Tweak is. I know Craig, but who the fuck is Tweak? Wait, which one's this one? Tweak or Craig? Craig. The blonde one.
I'm pretty sure that's Tweak.
He looked like Tweak. Imagine who's Craig. Mm-hmm. All right, here's one with all three Spider-Men. And it says, you've been rebooted in movies, but never in my heart.
Ooh.
All right, this one is just a meme that says, I want to fuck. Find ways to make you smile, understand and support you, cuddle you and hold your hand. Kind of really want to fuck the shit out of you, too.
Bruh.
Ah. This one's funny. All right. This one's for my hyenas. Hot Cheetos are red, but lights are blue. Will you be my modelo and I'll be your fool?
Ooh.
That's a good one. And it's some cholo laying down in bed writing this shit. I look like the Mexican Mr. Clean. Look. It's Mr. Fabuloso.
Okay.
All right, you guys. So those are a little bit of Valentine stories from Valentine's Day workers and a couple of memes for you guys. Comment down below anything that you guys have had happen to you at work on Valentine's Day or any of your horrible Valentine's stories. If you're new here, this is our dream segment, a segment where we talk about the dreams that we have when we're asleep at night. The ones that could be emotional, unpredictable, make complete sense, or make no sense whatsoever. And I didn't even ask you, do you have a dream?
I didn't.
I don't think I had a dream either. But you guys can also go ahead and drop... We are going to have a dream though, so wait. You guys can also go ahead and go down into the description down below and hit that Google form link and drop a dream anonymously for us to share on the podcast. So, we do have a dream to share, you guys, though. So, shout out to the little boy that we met today at our apartments. We were out here walking our dogs and... he just comes up and, you know, kids, they just talk to fucking strangers because they don't know the rules. I wanted to tell him that so bad.
The thing is, you give out the energy where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, come talk to me. I swear you do. Because even like when he came up, you were like being all nice and sweet and like talking to him. I would have been
it's
like,
it's a little boy, duh.
Well,
if
yeah.
If it was a grown ass man, I'm like, what you coming over here for, bitch?
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is like, I would have been like, answer his question nicely and been like, do you know where your parents are? Like, come on, get the fuck on.
Well, yeah, this little boy came up to us because we were walking our dogs outside. And so he pretty much just was like, oh, do they bite? And then started petting them. And then he kind of just walked our dogs with us for like an hour. I don't know how we got there. He asked if he can hold them and stuff. So I was like, sure. He brought his dog out, but his dog was a little weenie, kept crying and screaming when I even tried to grab him. So he just went to go put his chihuahua away. He's like, I like pit bulls better anyways. And he just asked if he could walk my dog. So I was like, all right, fuck it. We're going to try it, buddy. And it was my puppy, y'all. It was not Ranger. Ranger's big ass. Obviously not. We gave him Toothless. Toothless is still 7 months. So I was like, all right, fuck it. We can try it if you want to do it. And so, yeah, he played with us for a little bit, walked Toothless. He ran with Toothless. He was playing with the ball, and I told him, I was like, oh, did he bite you? And he's like, just a little nibble. It's okay, though. He's playing. So that was the first kid to ever, like, have one of our dogs, like, give him a nibble, and they don't take it as, oh, my God, he bit me. No. They know. This guy knew that he was playing. And so this little boy, he was pretty much... You know, kids, they just say random shit, y'all. So shout out to him for giving us a dream segment. So we were just walking around with the dog and he just randomly, it was just me and him. You were like a little further behind us. And he just randomly, he's like, yeah, I have dreams sometimes. I was like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, yeah, sometimes in my dreams, they make me wake up at night. I was like, why? He's like, because I have dreams that I'm playing outside. So I just wake up in the night and I want to play. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, it's better playing at nighttime. I was like, yeah.
I heard it. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, it is. It feels better in the nighttime than in the day and there's less people. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. So I have those dreams that make me want to play a lot at night. And I was like, oh, okay. Y'all, ASMR. You guys, Toothless just came and did some ASMR. I hope you guys heard it. Let's see. I don't know, y'all. He's embarrassed at you. So, he tells me his dreams about him wanting to play at night. And then it's like quiet for like 2-3 minutes. And then he tells me, yeah, and then sometimes when I wake up from sleep, I see little black dots. And I told him, oh, that's normal. That's just sometimes our eyes get a little dirty or something, or we see stuff. But I'm like, it's okay. You just got to clean your eyes. And then he just randomly tells me, oh, yeah, and sometimes it's a shadow. I was like, your own shadow? I'm over here playing delusional. I'm like, your own shadow? And he was like, no, it's just a shadow figure. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, do you get scared? Yo también de pendeja preguntándole. I was like, or de metiche or whatever. I was like, do you get scared? And he's like, no, not really. It's not scary. I was like, if you get scared, just tell it. Maybe this was not my place to say. And I was just, comment down below if you don't think this was my place to say. Maybe I shouldn't. I do just should not shut the fuck up. I was like, if you do get scared, just tell it to leave and to leave you alone. Don't get scared. Just say, leave me alone. And I'm like, and it should leave you alone. Just don't get scared. He's like, no, I'm not really scared. I'm like, okay, good. And that was that. So shout out to that little boy for kind of making me worry about him and giving us a dream. He trying to be outside tonight. He said, bitch, we outside tonight.
He's Natalie a hood Nunn. Rat. Okay. He's a hood rat in the making.
Oh, my fucking God.
You're going to catch him in...
He's not.
You're going to catch him in 10 years over here swinging his fucking electric car at the intersections.
Oh, my God. Don't call that little boy a hooligan. That sounds mean. But, yeah, that was pretty much that. So now we have our neighborhood friend. His birthday's in 4 months. And I asked him what's his birthday because I'm like, wait, that kind of sounds like you're a Gemini too. And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck? Then how you know it's in 4 months?
The whole conversation that you guys were having, like, I was walking in front of you guys and I was hearing you guys talk and I was just like, bro, like
Dumb and Dumber oh my over God. Here.
Yeah, like for okay. A minute, it was just like, dude, you guys are so funny.
I don't, why?
Because you're like, I heard you over here counting until like when his birthday was instead of just asking him. And then he's over here like, oh, yeah, I don't know when my birthday is, but my mom told me it was in 4 months. Like, okay.
That bitch lying.
Well, not just that, but it's like, how many months ago?
Oh, yeah, for real. All he knows he's 8, though. He knows he's 8, though. So
the fact that, no, that was the thing that had me cracking up laughing, that it was like you were calling him dumb for a second because you're like, you should know, you're 8. I was like, okay.
I feel like
okay.
He's 8. I feel like you should know, shouldn't you?
I think I learned my birthday when I was 8 years old, to be honest. I didn't give a fuck before. The fuck?
I still feel like I feel like that's something kids should know, like, as soon as they're in elementary school.
I think I learned my birthday when I was 8, my mom's when I was, like, 18, and my brother's when I was, like, 16. Because his birthday was a lot easier, and it was just, like, 2 years till I was 18. So I was just, like... Do the quick math real quick.
When you have to be the one that does everybody's paperwork because you're the translator and the oldest, you know, everybody's shit. I was gonna say something and I hella forgot. Damn, I wish I knew what I was gonna say. Comment down below, you guys, a dream, or go in the Google form. You already know. I don't know what the fuck I was gonna say, though. I have jalapeno poppers cooking. Give me 1 second. All right, so moving on from our dream segment, we have some roses are red, violets are blue poems, and I'm just going to let y'all know, if you guys steal any of these, well, I got these from Reddit, and some of them are our own, I just want you guys to show us, like, how you used it or how they liked it. Just, you know, give us a little something. All right, so do you want to give ours first or save those for the end?
We can save ours for the end. I didn't find any, but we can save ours for the end.
No, like the ones that we made.
Yeah, we can save those for the end.
All right. So here are some Reddit roses are red, violets are blue poems, you guys. And before I even start, I'm really disturbed because the one that I seen a lot, I'm not even shitting you. Look me in the eyes. I want you to hear this. It said, roses are red, violets are blue. I want to fuck you with a rake hard. And that one was like just... Over
consistent.
I don't know what the hell, like, rake. I don't know if they really mean a rake. I don't know if that's, like,
slang.
Like, a dark web shit. Like, the rake, it was just so many people doing that. It was kind of scary.
What's up with the rake?
Yeah. What's up with the rake, y'all? All right, here's the ones I found on Reddit. Roses are red, true love is rare, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. That one was like, hey, I was bouncing to that without even like needing the music. Trying to. Yeah. Roses are red, this much is true, but violets are violet and not fucking blue. I did not know they were blue. I mean, I didn't know. Because of the poem, I thought they were fucking blue. And I was like, no way. I literally looked up violets.
Bruh.
Yeah, it makes sense that they're violet, right? All right. Roses are red, violets are blue. God made us beautiful. What happened to you?
Damn.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I have Alzheimer's. Cheese on toast.
Bruh.
It was dumb, but it was like, Roses are red, violets are blue. Poems are hard, and I am too.
Hey.
Mario is red, Sonic is blue. Will you be my player number two? Mm. That one's cute. All right. This one's hot. This one's so romantic. Roses are red, my mind is twisted. Bend over, baby, you're about to get fisted.
Okay, goddamn. That's hot.
All right. Somebody said they got a Valentine's card with this. Roses are red, foxes are clever. I like your butt, let me touch it forever.
Facts.
Sly dog, you. All right. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a cougar. How old are you? Ooh. My mom felt that one.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm waiting the day that we finally screw. Wow. Roses are red, the grass is green. I'd Hulk smash you, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I didn't come up with these. Roses are red, the sun is gold. Get on your knees and do what you're told. Ow! That's hot.
Okay.
These are hot. Rose, this one, like, it was like, I don't know. You put the sour in it, it just made it seem weird. I don't know. Roses are red, lemons are sour. Open your legs and give me an hour. Oh, I don't know.
It goes, though.
I get why they use it, but it's like, it's just, why sour, man? Like, I don't know. Do the pussy taste sour? Like, nah, yeah, like lemon heads.
Okay.
With your lemon pepper ass pussy. Roses are red, violets are black. Why is your chest as flat as your back?
Big back.
Not my sister calling you a biggie. Hey, shout out to her, you guys. Shout out to my sister. She don't listen to this. She's not allowed to because it's very adultish for her. Even though the bitch is way more explicit than this podcast has been, to be honest. These kids are wild and y'all. She called you a biggie. Sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, oh, that's what I was saying. Her birthday is the day before Valentine's Day, y'all. So comment happy birthday to her. And then we'll just let her know that there's a lot of people out there wishing her happy birthday.
Bruh.
All right. So roses are red, violets are blue. I want to go balls deep in you.
Bruh.
Here's another one. This one's funny as fuck. Here's for my single people. Roses are red, violets are blue. Vodka is cheaper than dinner for two.
Ooh.
Hey, save you a couple bucks. And trust me, with the vodka, you're going to have a lot of fun. Oh, but you're going to wake up with a hangover. Watch out with the vodka, y'all. Vodka's a demon. All right. This one's crazy. Roses are red, your lips are too. Your love is sweet as life is with you.
Aww.
Actually, that's a different one. There is another one that says something about red lips. All right. Roses are red, violets are blue. It's not really stalking if they don't see you. Makes sense. That guy from You definitely felt that. Roses are red, violets are... Roses are red, violets are blue. I'd rather die than to stay looking at you. Oh, this one's cute too. This one's for my big boys. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a big guy for you. That's the type of food that pulls up with those tacos. Get you a big boy. All right. Roses are red, violets are blue. Pop tamale, I'm sweating. Woo!
Honestly.
Hey, the vodka fool and this Molly fool, they need to link up. And I know it's a guy because his thing is D-gaming.
If you're Mexican, they're going to be like that song, Compa en de Copas.
Oh. That was a good one. That's, clip that one, chat. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love you so much that it'll... Oh, sorry. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love you so much that I'll wipe your poo.
Ew.
Then wipe your own ass when you're old. I was going to say I would do that for you, but never mind. Ew.
I meant, like, hey. Right now.
You guys, sorry. Our host just did not like the way that I said that to their dad, and they said that I should do that.
Even the little guy stood up.
So, you ready to share ours? Do you want to do, like, one in one?
I have three of them that aren't mine that I wanted to show you.
Oh, okay.
So, the first one is, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm so glad your mom didn't swallow you.
Okay.
The second one is...
Sorry, you guys. Puppies do not listen yet.
Roses are red. My balls are blue. Let's go upstairs so I can disappoint you.
Ew.
And it has a picture of some balls. Oh,
that one has pictures?
Yeah.
Ew, those balls are... Están bien secos. Why are they like albino? Okay. No offense, but they just don't look healthy.
Roses are red. Lilies are witty. One look at you and I get a stiffy.
Ooh, that's cute. Does that one have a picture?
It was just a bunch of farts in the background.
Oh, okay. All right, here's our own. I have 1, 2, 3.
You guys,
how many do you have?
How long did you give me to come up with them?
Like 30, not even 30. I don't know, however long it took me to get the jalapeno peppers together.
Probably like 10 minutes.
10, 15 minutes.
And I came up with 7.
All right. We'll do one and one until I'm done with my third. And okay. Then just keep going. All right, should I start?
Yeah.
All right, these are our own, guys. So, roses are red, violets are blue. I wrote that twice. Okay. I was like, that looks long.
You were spitting.
I said, roses are red, violets are blue. Roses are red, violets are blue. Okay, let me try again, y'all. All right, mine is, roses are red, violets are blue. Your car is fast, but I want to see what you do.
Ooh, hey. I see you. So mine was, roses are red, violets are blue, a dozen of roses and a dozen of kids on your face too.
Oh, I was like, how's that gonna rhyme? But nope, it rhymed. Whoa. Did you write down the one that you said in the car? Because that one was good. You forgot it, didn't you?
No, I said roses are red, violets are blue.
I hella forgot what you said too.
I said something and then I said, I'll eat your ass too.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Roses are red, violets are blue. Come and show me what that mouth do.
Okay. My next one is, roses are red, violets are blue. I'd stop the world to be next to you.
Aw, that is cute. This one, all right. I don't watch sports, y'all. But I know a lot of us... Yo, okay, let me just go with this. Roses are red, the Dodgers are blue. Just like our stadium, I want to put a glizzy inside you. Hey!
Okay.
I don't watch sports, but I know that at the Dodgers stadium, they're known for, like, their hot dogs. So, you know, put two and two together, and you got a good poem.
So my
I'm
next
done
one.
With mine, so this is all you now.
Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue. Stick it right in and let's make a kid too.
I feel like all of these are very explicit. And where's the love at?
My next one is, roses are red.
Freaks. We really are the version of somebody to match my freak.
Okay. My next one is, roses are red, violets are blue. My groundhog comes out early when I stare at your boobs.
You made these up.
Yeah.
This is crazy, y'all. This is crazy.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'd fuck up your credit and fuck up your walls, too.
Oh, my God.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I want to fuck you, and I know you do, too. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'd eat your ass up and come in it too.
Oh my god. Y'all, I don't even know.
Honestly, I don't remember.
You had one cute one, and we both had one cute one.
Well, I was like thinking about it, and I was like, okay, like, I couldn't come up with meme ones, so I was like, I'll come up with some funny ones real quick, I guess.
But that's okay. It's just my cat squaring up with my puppy. It's okay. It's a fair fight at that point. He's fucking sad. He left.
He said, I'm out, chat.
What were you saying? Sorry, that whole fight just distracted me. I'm like, damn, she's whooping that ass.
I said, since I didn't have like any memes that I came up with, I was like, I'll just make a bunch of funny ones, I guess.
Those were, we have, honey, those were different from funny. Those are crazy.
I mean, if y'all want to use them, or if y'all need some more,
let us know, Let us know. I had another one, but that one I'm gonna actually save for my Valentine. So you want to share with them later, that's on you.
Oh, I remember what it was. Roses are red, violets are blue. Come sit on my face so I can eat your ass, boo.
No, that was something else. It was not that one, but that one's still a good one. You just literally came up with that one. It was not that though.
Damn.
You just came up with another one. That's crazy. All right, you guys. So, like I said, comment down below if you guys use these or send us like the little cards that you made with them. But now, let's go ahead and go into our final segment, What Happens in Vegas. So let's roll those clips. I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun. Cost me my very life. Please don't fall.
Please don't fall,
because I'm a clumsy bitch. I will fall with you. Okay?
I'll try not to.
All right, so where are they going? Oh, he's probably trying to throw away his beer. Yeah, he's trying to throw away his beer. All right. Guaranteed you guys aren't going to know each other's answers or the name of the podcast.
Okay.
His nosy ass ain't going to know shit. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have happened to you whether you guys were before you even met him or while you guys were together. But he doesn't know about it.
An embarrassing moment? I have to think because we're so open. I don't know what would be considered embarrassing.
Right. You know, a lot of shit happens when you're a kid. You know.
Oh.
You pee yourself at school. You be doing dumb shit.
I did shit myself, though.
In school?
No. Not in school. Like, I had just given birth, okay? Like, 2 months ago. Everything is not the same down there.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I was stuck in traffic doing Uber Eats, and I really had to go.
No.
Really, really had to go. But I was still wearing my diaper.
Uh-huh.
But that, I mean,
hey, that's a mommy on a hustle, though.
I just didn't make it in time.
Right.
So yeah, I did shit myself
in the car.
In the car, and aww. I felt so bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're not the only one. Hey.
I had to pull over in the Taco Bell fucking, what is it, parking lot, and I had to take the diaper off and throw it in the dumpster.
Oh, at least you were wearing your diaper though.
Yeah. Because I was still bleeding. I was. Right. I literally was like 4 weeks postpartum.
Right.
Like, this just happened recently. Don't judge me, though.
No, I'm not.
We listen and we don't judge.
You was a real-ass bitch because you was still getting your money, though.
Yes.
That's real,
yes.
though.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hustler mentality.
It's too expensive out here. I don't live with my mom and dad. I have to.
No, really. Same. That's what we do, too, sometimes. We'll go dash and we're like, fuck it, let's go make that extra money.
Yep. I still gotta hustle, even on maternity leave.
You're a real ass mom. All right, what about a secret that he doesn't know about? And you better have a secret because you was acting like you had a lot to say.
We were roommates with a couple last year, and me and him were kind of on the rocks, and I slept with our roommate.
Oh my God.
Don't hang out with them.
Does the roommate's girlfriend or boyfriend know?
No.
So you guys all hang out and you guys have that secret?
Yeah. And everybody thought that we were like hooking up on the low because we were like very flirtatious. And at first it was just friendly because we're from the same city. But one night we got super fucking wasted and it kind of went
like, let's there. Prove them right.
Yeah. Oh, it kind of went there. And then we were all living together. And then I got pregnant and I was just like, had to kind of do the math a little bit. But my daughter came out looking like him, so I know it's his.
You're like, score!
So then when we went to the hospital, I didn't know that, like, if you're not married, they asked the dad, can you sign, like, a letter of paternity? And I thought it was, like, they meant he had to do a paternity test.
So I was like, no!
I was like, wait, he has to do a paternity test? And he's like, why? Would I not pass? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm just asking. I'm like, I think that's so weird.
You're like, that's stupid. I know it's you.
Yeah, but literally I had to do the math. But yeah, that's crazy because when I got pregnant, our old roommate even asked, he's like, is it my? Right. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Hey, good. Shit, you did it though.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that you have kept from her so far? Whether it was before you met her or now that you guys are together.
When I worked at the dispensary, there was this girl at the liquor store. I wanted me all the time. And she got me.
She got
me. She got me. It wasn't my fault. But it was my fault, bro.
He's like, I didn't mean to, but it just happened. Fuck, I like that. What about one secret that you have kept from her so far? Whether it was before you guys met or now that you guys are together?
I had an abortion in my last relationship.
Oh, you haven't told her?
And she doesn't know. And I just had my daughter.
Oh, yeah. I feel like she doesn't have to know until you're ready, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel
like if it's an ex type of thing.
Yeah, like you leave it in the past.
Yeah, you leave it back there. Why you gotta be like, oh, well.
So, like we said, it's for a podcast. You guys aren't gonna know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. Just me, you, and the listeners. Okay. What's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have happened to you whether you guys, like, before you guys even met or while you guys were together.
When we were together?
Mm-hmm. But just an embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about.
I would say I was walking with my family in California, and I felt like I thought it was raining, and at that moment I touched my head and it was bird poop.
Oh no.
And then I was also with him. No, I wasn't with him. It was before we met.
You're like, wrong one. All right, what about one secret that he doesn't know about?
One secret? Like, what kind of secret?
Any type of secret, just something that you keep from him. It doesn't have to be like cheating or nothing, or it could be like I'd be stealing his money, whatever.
I don't know. I don't really keep secrets from him. We tell each other everything. Yeah,
and that's okay. That's good. We're good.
Yeah. We're good.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
So the first question is pretty easy. All right. What is one embarrassing moment that you have kept from her, whether it happened to you before you met her or while you guys were together?
Pure honesty here. Right, so I was on my way to her house and I really had to go to the bathroom, and I was trying to get there before I had to. I'm like pulling in and I went a little bit. I turned around, went to the nearest Taco Bell, I think, threw it out, still went over. She never knew. She would never know.
She would never say it. I like that. I haven't had that one. What about one secret that you have kept from her, whether it happened before you guys started dating or while you guys are together?
A secret. Honestly, I can't think of any secrets.
No?
No.
Hell yeah. Viva, Viva
Las Vegas. All right, you guys. Those were our clips from our segment, What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we ask couples in Vegas what's one secret and embarrassing moment that they have kept from their couples. And now we're going to air it out here and talk about it. Okay, you guys, so our first couple, their girlfriend, her embarrassing moment was this mommy on a hustle was out here freaking wearing her diaper and was Ubering and shit herself in her car. Honestly, I don't know why she would be embarrassed. Like, girl, like, you just, it's your body. Shit happens after you have a child, obviously, like you said. So I don't think you should be embarrassed about it. Plus, if nobody knew about it, cool.
I mean, I would be embarrassed because, like she said, she was delivering food.
Oh,
so imagine somebody,
yeah,
like, smelling and this, like, oh, damn, bitch,
yeah,
she smells like shit.
That's true. At least she had her pamper on. All right, so our secret for her is, girl, she was hustling these men and the money, because that's crazy. She said she fucked their roommate. They were living with a couple, her and her baby daddy. I think her baby daddy, she thinks her baby daddy, were living with the couple. She fucked their roommate. The boyfriend, her boyfriend never found out, and I guess the other guy's girlfriend never did. And she thinks that it's her current boyfriend's. And the fact that she was so stupid, like, girl, at the doctor, if they were going to say paternity, like, don't say shit. Just shut the fuck up and let shit happen. Don't. This man literally was like, why am I not going to pass? And I bet you had that oh fuck face on, too. Oof. That's crazy shit. How? I don't understand. Like, one thing is if a random bitch is fucking your man, but a bitch that's living with you fucking your man, like, how?
I mean, I think it's just crazy the fact that even, like, the guy that she fucked was even like, bro, is that my kid? Like, hold on.
No, for real. And so it's the fact that everybody was like, yeah, we would kind of flirt here and there, but we would just tell everybody it's because we lived in the same city. Bitch, I fucking know people that were born and raised too, and I'm not, oh, let me suck your dick, like, just because we're born in the same city.
Right, right, right.
What the fuck? Yep.
They were probably cousins.
What? All right, I don't know. All right, for her boyfriend, his embarrassing moment, what a fucking ghetto love story. He worked at the dispo, and the girl at the liquor store won him over. I bet she won him over with a bottle of Henny, too.
Bruh.
What was embarrassing about that, though? Like, he did not sound embarrassed. He's like, hey.
I think he said that she was ugly.
Oh, okay.
I didn't catch on the mic because, like, as we were talking about it, he told me that, like, I think she was ugly.
Oh, okay. I mean, he didn't. I don't know.
All right. But a lick, it changes him.
For her, his secret was that he had an abortion with his last relationship. Honey, trust me, she's keeping darker fucking secrets in her shit.
Imagine one's an abortion and the other one's over here, like, I'm hiding the real baby daddy.
She said it looks like him, so I don't know. I feel like maybe, I don't know, man. That's kind of weird. I would want to know for myself. Like, sure, let's take the paternity test. I don't know. All right, for our second couple, the girlfriend's embarrassing moment was that she got bird shit on her head. Y'all, it is confirmed that people do say that. Are you going to look that up?
No, I had already looked it up. Hey. So, yes, some people believe that being pooped on by a bird is good luck. This is a superstition that originated in Russia.
Oh, Mother Russia. Russians. Okay. All right. Oh, you guys, let's have a round of applause. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm not going to clap the mic this time. Well, I wasn't even clapping the mic last time. It was my hands.
It was my cheeks.
But, okay, I see. All right, so round of applause because you did something very podcaster-like.
Okay.
All right, boyfriend number two. And she had no secret, but neither did the boyfriend. So good thing for this couple, neither one of them had a secret. For our boyfriend, though, his embarrassing moment was that he shit himself. Like, I guess, like, pulling up into her driveway or some shit, he said?
Yeah, he pulled up into the driveway, shit himself, and then had to go to a Taco Bell.
This is my question, though. He said that he tossed it over. Like, you're telling me he shit in his boxers and just plopped the shit out his boxers and pulled them up, like, went on his merry day? Like, what? No,
I think he, like, took off, like, his boxers with this shit and, mm-hmm. like, threw them over, like, the... You know how, like, certain mm-hmm. Taco Bells have, like, walls over it?
Oh, over the trash...
Like, okay. Threw it over the trash can.
I'm just wondering, like, if she was, like, over here, like, oh, he knew he was gonna get some tonight or some shit. Like, did she know that he pulled up with no boxers? Do guys go commando in jeans?
Honey, when you met me, I literally didn't wear underwear. And I wore jeans. What do you mean?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
You're gross.
Bro, you even, like, seen my brother's ass cheeks and he told you I don't wear no underwear.
I've seen your brother's butt cheeks?
Yeah, because he doesn't wear underwear and he wears jeans and he's honestly, too skinny. Honestly,
I'm gonna lie. I don't remember your brother's butt cheeks, but I do know his toes disturb me.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Outing the whole family and
well,
shit.
Well, it's like, how can I know, like, his feet?
I hate, like, his toes and I hate your sneezes.
His feet are just so fucking skinny and dark. It makes me like, what? Like, they're just men. Feet are nasty, and he's a man with
feet.
I'm just like, does your brother knows about the podcast? I'm like, hi, hey you, hey.
Okay.
But I feel like if I can remember his toes and I would have seen his butt cheeks, I feel like that's another thing that would scar me. I don't remember seeing your butt. Did I tell you I saw his butt cheeks? You did.
And that's when he told you, yeah, I don't wear underwear.
I'm going to get him some underwear. All right. That's weird as fuck. I feel like wearing jeans, no fucking chonies, is going to be just mad uncomfortable. Comment down below, you guys. Do you guys go commando in jeans or is that just fucking weird? Because I'm for weird. All right. So those were our couples from What Happens in Vegas. Comment down below what you guys think about these couples or if you're a couple that found us and you found your secrets. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. Do you have anything to say for our pre-Valentine's Day episode?
Boys, go out there and get them their flowers and their teddy bears, my boy. You only got 2 days left. I know you're already freaking out right now that you're going out of work. Just pass by that Walmart and get at least something, my boy.
Support our vendors on the streets with the flowers. Support.
Yeah, don't go to Walmart, you guys. I forgot. We low-key banning them. Go to the vendors outside in the streets.
And they also sell those cool roses in, like, the glass thing.
Yeah, I wonder how they do that all the time. That shit always, like, that's cool.
I got my mother one, and it did end up turning, like, yellow.
Yellow, right?
Yeah. But it did take a couple of years for it to turn yellow, though. So, for a good while, it was, like,
a good thing.
I wonder if she can refill it or something. Actually, I don't know where the bitch has it at now that I remember. I haven't seen that in a while.
And if you guys go to Home Depot. That's crazy.
She's looking through that shit away. I haven't seen that shit now that we're talking about it.
Like, I know that some certain stores around this time have the flowers. I got yours at Home Depot. But I have the flowers that last forever, you guys, and they do last a minute. Oh, my God.
And they do last forever. The only thing is I fucked it up because I left it in the sun for too long. And, like, it was in my window, so it really fucked it up. It's still not bad, though.
No.
It did get a little crispy, though. Yeah, I got my forever rose, and I got my wooden rose. You got me that one time, too. Yep. So, you guys,
you guys. And sorry about these fucking kids.
They're just playing around, y'all.
Use protection. And if you want them kids, don't use them, I guess. But stay safe.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. I'm your host, Ale. This is, you know, Mr. Anonymous right here. And for me, I just want to let you guys know, spread the love, sin vergüenza, love who you want to love. Don't fuck it up, y'all, because I feel like if you really fuck up Valentine's Day, then you really got to make something up after. So make sure you guys schedule stuff on time. Get your tickets, get your seats, whatever. Make sure you guys make each other feel special. And just remember, if you guys don't have the money right now, it is not that hard to just get a blanket, a movie. Like, there's really, really cheap things that you can do. You just really got to put the effort in and just think about something that they'd like or they like to do on the daily. And just, you know, it does not take much. Like, today, $12 made me happy. I got a corn dog, a Korean corn dog, and a boba. $12, and I was happy as fuck, y'all. So, just get creative. Even if you don't have the money to buy anything like that, either get creative, write a note, draw a picture or something. It's just share the love. Make sure you also tell not just your lover, but, you know, friends and family as well. And yeah, you guys, again, shout out to my sister. It's her birthday. It's a bad bitch's birthday. And not because she a baddie, it's because that bitch is fucking bad. So yeah, you guys, if you guys are on Spotify and Apple, make sure you drive those 5 stars review. Head down to the description down below to look at all of our socials, all our links, to listen to our podcast on any platform. And follow our socials for any more extra content. And you guys can see more from us there as well. So I'll see you guys on the next one. Happy Valentine's Day. Peace out. Love you guys.